worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the book of Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 6, beginning at verse 1. Now this is the commandment, the statutes, and the rules that the Lord your God commanded me to teach you, that you may do them in the land to which you are going over to possess it, that you may fear the Lord your God, you and your son's son, by keeping all his statutes and his commandments, which I command you all the days of your life, and that your days may be long. Hear therefore, O Israel, and be careful to do them, that it may go well with you, and that you may multiply greatly, as the Lord, the God of your fathers, has promised you in a land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Verses 1 through 9, Deuteronomy chapter 6. Then looking in the book of Psalms, Psalm 112, beginning at verse 1. Praise the Lord! Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in his commandments. His offspring will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Light dawns in the darkness for the upright. He is gracious, merciful, and righteous. It is well with the man who deals generously and lends, who conducts his affairs with justice. For the righteous will never be moved. He will be remembered forever. He's not afraid of bad news. His heart is firm, trusting in the Lord. His heart is steady. He will not be afraid until he looks in triumph on his adversaries. He has distributed freely. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn is exalted in honor. The wicked man sees it and is angry. He gnashes his teeth and melts away. The desire of the wicked will perish. All of Psalm 112. Thank you, Father, once again for the privilege, the honor, the blessing, the grace that is ours as we take time to open your word and spend time one-on-one with you as you speak words of blessing, words of life, words of grace, words of power, words of encouragement into our hearts, our minds, our lives. Father, anoint us all afresh with the spirit of grace that would encourage us to be diligent students who are reading and meditating on your word each and every day. And help us to not only be faithful students ourselves, help us, Lord, to be diligent to teach and train our children to be the diligent students of your word that you'd have them to be as well. Anoint us all afresh with the spirit of joy, peace, and light as we stay in your word. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Father, in Genesis, in the creation story, you commanded and you made mountains, you made stars, you made the sun, you made all the plants and animals. You commanded and it was so. And Father, you've left so many commands for us. And Father, we've been so rebellious. So Father, thank you so much for Jesus that can make us whole again. Thank you so much for Jesus that can make us pure again. And Father, I ask that you'd grow us in maturity to better recognize what is good and what is wrong and to better walk in your ways. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. We have a great honor and blessing today. We have with us by way of phone the second grade class of the teacher, Ms. Elaine Randall, who's been a friend of American Family Radio for a good many years, but she has students that are students at Heritage Christian School in Ohio, and they're going to be doing some Bible reading for us today. Mrs. Randall, how are you today?
I'm great. Thank you. Praise the Lord.
All right. Good to have you with us today. And I want to ask if you'll take a moment specifically to pray for the students as they read the Word of God before we get started with their reading. Would you say a word of prayer?
Absolutely. Lord, we just lift you up. We thank you and we praise you. We praise you for the privilege of prayer and that that our students can have this opportunity, Lord, to read your word. Lord, we thank you that your promises, that your word never goes out void. So I pray as they read, Lord, as they read it out, that this word will be down in them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Ms. Randall. So, again, we're honored to have with us our readers are David, Lila, Jeffrey, Juliana, Raylan, David, Alaya, Landon, Lily, Maria, Janiah, Brian, JL, Jordan, Micaiah, and Devontae. So they're going to be reading from the Word of God. They'll be reading Genesis chapter 1, Psalm 1, Psalm 23, Psalm 100, Psalm 121, Psalm 150, and the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 1 to 45. So at this time, they'll begin with Genesis chapter 1.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And God's Spirit was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and he called the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning the first day. And God said, "Let there be a vault between the waters to separate water from water." So God made a vault and separated the waters under the vault from the waters above it. And it was so. God called the vault sky, and there was evening and there was morning the second day.
And God said, "Let the water under the sky be gathered to one place, and let dry ground appear." And it was so. God called the dry ground land, and the gathered water he called sea. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants, and trees on the land that bear fruit with seeds in it, according to their various kinds." And it was so. The land produced vegetation, plants bearing seeds according to their kind, and trees bearing fruit with seeds in it, according to their kind. God saw that it was good, and there was evening and there was morning the third day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the vault of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark sacred times and days and years. And let them be lights in the vault of the skies to give light on earth." And it was so. God made two great lights, the greater lights to govern the day and the lesser to light to govern the night. He also made the stars. God set them in the vault of the sky to give light on earth, to govern the day and the night, and to separate light from darkness. And he saw that it was good. And there was evening and there was morning the fourth day. And God said, "Let the waters teem with living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the vault of the sky." So God created the great creatures of the sea and every living thing with which the waters teem, and that moves about in it, according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them and said, "Be fruitful and increase in numbers, and fill the waters in the sea, and let the birds increase on earth." And there was evening and there was morning the fifth day. And God said, "Let the land produce
living creatures according to their kind, livestock, the creatures that move along the ground, and the wild animals, each according to its kind. And it was so. God made the wild animals according to their kind, the livestock according to their kind, and all the creatures that move along the ground according to their kind. And God saw that it was good.
Then God said, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves along the ground." Then God said, "I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. And to all the beasts of the earth and all the birds in the sky and all the creatures that move along the ground, everything that has the breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food." And it was so. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening and there was morning, the sixth day. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sin sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaves does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like a chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction.
You're listening to students, second grade students from Heritage Christian School, students in Miss Elaine Randall's class as they're reading the Word of God. Thank you, Father, again, for each of these students that are participating in this reading project. And thank you, Lord, for the privilege we as parents and adults have of teaching and training our children to be diligent students of your Word. Father, anoint us afresh with the Spirit of grace. Help us to be diligent as parents and grandparents and those that work with young people to teach and train our children to read your Word every day and thus receive the blessings, the strength, the encouragement that comes from being in the Word and thus being blessed by just spending time with Jesus as they read his Word. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We'll be right back. As the daylight. Planet Shakers with Only Way, a reminder that Jesus Christ is the only way to eternal life and eternal salvation. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. We're privileged to have as our phone guest reading God's Word today, students, second grade students from Heritage Christian School. They're students in Ms. Elaine Randall's class, and apparently she has some of the best readers in the state of Ohio in her class. They're doing a great job. And so at this time, one of the students will pick up reading Psalm 23.
The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right path for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in my presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his, and we are his people. The sheep of his pastures enter his gate with thanksgiving, and his courts with pastures. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
I lift my eyes to the mountains. I lift my eyes to the mountains. Where does my hope come from? My hope comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let our foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your coming, your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore.
Praise the Lord, praise God. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with the sounding of the trumpet, dancing. Praise him with the strings and pipe. Praise him with the clash of cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath, praise him, the Lord, praise the Lord.
The beginning of the good news about Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of God, as it is written, Isaiah the prophet, I will send my message ahead of you, who will prepare your way. A voice of one calling in him, the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make a straight path for him.
John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness, preached a baptist of repent for the forgiveness of sins. The whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out to to him, confessing their sins. They were baptized by him in the Jordan River. John wore clothing made of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. And this was his message after me comes the one more powerful than I. The straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. Just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn up and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." At once the Spirit sent him out into the wilderness, and he was in the wilderness 40 days, being tempted by Satan. He was with the wild animals and angels, and tending him. After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. "The time has come," he said, "the kingdom of God was near. Repent and believe the good news."
Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee. He saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come follow me," said Jesus, "and I will send you out to fish for people." At once they left their nets and followed him. When he had gone a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat, preparing their nets. Without delay, he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him.
They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, Jesus went into the synagogue and began to teach. The people were amazed at his teaching, because he taught them as one who had authority, not as the teachers of the law. Just then, a man in the synagogue who was possessed by an impure spirit cried out, "What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." "Be quiet," said Jesus silently. "Come out of him." The impure spirit shook the man violently and came out of him a shriek. The people
The people were amazed, or so amazed, that they asked each other, "What is this? A new teaching?" And with authority, he even gives orders to impure spirits, and they obey him. News about him spread quickly over the whole region of Galilee.
This is God. They went with James and John to the home of Simon and Andrew. Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they immediately told Jesus about her. So he went to her, took her hand, and helped her up. The fever left her, and she began to wait on them. That evening, after sunset, the people brought to Jesus all the sick and demon-possessed. The whole town gathered at the door, and Jesus healed men who had various diseases. He also drove out many demons, but he would not let the demons speak, because they knew who he was.
Simon and his companions went to look for him, and when they found him, they exclaimed, "Everyone is looking for you." Jesus replied, "Let us go somewhere else, to the nearby villages, so I can preach there also. That is why I have come." So he traveled all through Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and driving out demons.
A man with leprosy came to him and begged him on his knees, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus was indignant. He reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said, "be clean." Immediately, the leprosy left him and he was cleansed. Jesus sent him away at once with a strong warning. "See that you don't tell this to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest and offer the sacrifice that Moses commanded for your cleansing, as a testimony to them." Instead, he went out and began to talk freely, spreading the news. As a result, Jesus could no longer enter a town openly, but stayed outside in the lonely places. Yet, the people still came to him from everywhere.
You've been listening to students from Heritage Christian School as they've been reading through the Word of God. Father, thank you again for all of our students that were reading your Word today. And thank you for the many people whose lives have been blessed and encouraged as they read your Word. Lord, anoint us all afresh with the Spirit of grace. Help us all to grow in our understanding of how important it is to read your Word daily as individual believers. And help us to be mindful, Lord, as parents, about the importance of teaching and training our children to read the Word of God aloud to us and thus be blessed by your Word. We thank you and praise you for this opportunity. In Jesus' name we do pray. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we've had students from, again, Heritage Christian School reading God's Word. We'll be right back.
Magnify.
music of Elevation Worship with Oh Sing. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We've had the privilege of having students from second grade students from Heritage Christian School, students from Miss Elaine Randall's class reading portions from the Word of God. We pick up now, once again, Mark chapter 1, verse 35.
Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he praised. Simon and his companions went to look for him, and when they found him, they exclaimed, "Everyone is looking for you." Jesus replied, "Let us go somewhere else, to the nearby villages, so I can preach there also. That is why I have come." So he traveled throughout Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and driving out demons.
A man with leprosy came to him and begged him on his knees, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus was indignant. He reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said, "be clean." Immediately, the leprosy left him and he was cleansed. Jesus sent him away at once with a strong warning. "See that you don't tell this to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest and offer the sacrifice that Moses commands for your cleansing as a testimony to them." Instead, he went out and began to talk freely, spreading the news. As a result, Jesus could no longer enter a town openly, but stayed outside in the lonely places. Yet, the people still came to him from everywhere.
All right, then. Again, you've been listening to students from Heritage Christian School, second grade students, students from Miss Elaine Randall's class, reading portions from the Word of God. And again, we do appreciate that. Ms. Randall, thank you so much for letting them come and read. And I believe we have some students that are going to say a word of prayer for us as well. I believe David, Landon, and Lily were going to pray.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. They can come right on at this time.
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for everybody here right now. We're thankful for being on the radio show, The American Family. And can you please lift everybody up that is sick right now? And please help the people that need help. And, Lord, please help. Amen.
Amen. All right, the next student, please.
Heavenly Father, we thank you, dear Jesus, we love you. I thank you, Lord, so much that we are blessed. And you sent your one and only Son to die on the cross for our sins. I pray that families that are sick or hurt, they hear this and you'll hear them, Lord. And last, I pray that if anybody doesn't believe in you, Lord, and they hear this radio show, Lord, I pray that even if they do believe in God, I pray that they believe in you more than they do now. In your name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. And the next.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for Pastor Isaac. And please make us have a good radio show, Lord. And thank you for all these students. In Jesus' name, pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you again, Ms. Randall, and thank you to your whole class. You have some outstanding readers and prayers, and we appreciate you all so much for being with us. Thank you for taking the time to do this with us, okay?
Thank you. Everyone say goodbye to Pastor Parker.
Yeah. All right. Great to hear from each and every one of them. Thank you so much, Ms. Randall, and you all have a blessed rest of the day, okay?
Thank you. You too. God bless. Okay.
Bye-bye. All right, again, thank you again. We're grateful to Ms. Randall for allowing her students to be a part of this particular reading project. Again, second graders, and we appreciate them taking the time to read God's blessed and precious word. I'm going to read a portion of an article, as we often do. The article is entitled, Children Who Read the Word of God. And if we don't quite finish it, if you'd like to get a copy, simply email me at joseph@afr.net. But our encouragement is that parents, if you're not having your children read the word to you daily, today is a good day to start this habit. Again, the article, Children Who Read the Word of God. Psalm 119, verse 105, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. And then 1 Timothy 4:13, until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to exhortation, to teaching. Again, 1 Timothy 4:13. Then Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans 12, 1 and 2. Then Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 to 9. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Again, Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 to 9. Many parents have never encouraged their children to read the Word of God out loud to them on a daily basis. For many parents, it's simply not been a priority. Christian parents often take their children to Sunday school and church, and that's a great thing. That's a wise thing. But sadly, having their children read the Word of God aloud to them daily on a daily basis, along with church attendance, just often hasn't been the priority it typically should be. Allow me to make a case for why it would be wise to change this reality. Consider this important question and the answers to it. What happens when a child reads the Word of God? What takes place in the life of a young person who is faithfully taking time to read God's Word every day? That child is spending time with Jesus. He or she is spending time interacting with Jesus as they take time to read His powerful Word. That child is spending time listening to the wisdom, the grace, the power, the insight of the Creator of the universe. See John 1:1, John 6:63, and Romans 12:1 and 2. What more productive activity could your child possibly be doing? That young person is receiving the most powerful, life-changing, and uplifting insight in all of the universe. The transforming power of the Word of God is working on the mind and the heart of this young person as they read God's precious Word. The Word of God is impacting this child in many very fruitful ways. See Romans 12, 1 and 2, Proverbs 1 and Proverbs 2. This young person is spending time in the presence of Christ and God. And when any person spends time in the presence of God, he or she will not be the same on the other side of that time. See John chapter 1, verse 1. Researchers at the Center for Bible Engagement found some interesting insights about the importance of and place of reading scripture in the life of any believer. According to their research, the life of someone who engages and spends time in scripture four or more times a week looks radically different from the life of someone who does not. They discovered that the lives of believers who do not engage the Bible most days of the week, that is, 3 days or less, are statistically the same as the lives of unbelievers. Spending time reading and meditating on Scripture daily is much more important than so many grasp. Now, for time reasons, we'll end it there. But if you'd like to get a copy of the article entitled Children Who Read the Word of God, simply email me at joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Our encouragement to every parent listening is, if you don't have the habit of having your children to read at least three chapters out loud to you every day, today is a good day to start that habit. It's a habit that can bless our children in so many ways, as the eternal Word of God is pouring into his or her heart and mind each and every day. Father, thank you for the chance for us to read your word daily as families and children and families as well. Anoint every family represented with a fresh anointing that would encourage them to have a passion and a commitment to read your word daily, and parents having their children to read the word daily, and thus their children be blessed and they be blessed as parents as they listen to their children read your word and consume the word of God daily in their homes as well. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. As we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you're listening today and you've never asked Jesus Christ to come into your heart to be the Lord and Savior of your life, would you simply from your heart pray this prayer with me now and fully give your heart and life to the Lord? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much that you came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. You said in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Help me to read your word daily. Help me to pray daily. Help me to live what I learn daily. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, if you prayed and gave your life to Christ today, we want to be in touch with you. Once again, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We'd like to share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow strong and grow up in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Be sure and get in touch with us. Again, joseph@afr.net. If you'd like to get a copy of the article that we shared, the entire article, the title of the article, Children Who Read the Word of God, same email, joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get it to you. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.